That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. We always get so many of these on Facebook, Raven. I thought I would read a few today.
What do you got?
If you don't put your lights on when it's incredibly foggy, that's all I need to know about you. Kimberly writes.
Yeah, I can't stand that when people are driving. Like, it's an hour after dark, all right? Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody else is doing it.
Right.
You're the only person that's fooled by this thing called nighttime.
You're
doesn't make
unique.
Any sense.
Diane writes, all I need to know about you is if you're a fan of Steve Harvey. Tough.
Oh, that's nice.
Rough.
That's
nice. Listen, not every joke is going to be a winner when you're working 22 hours out of a 24-hour day.
Right.
I mean, I got to respect the dude one way or the other. And I love his outfits. He always looks like a very comfortable couch.
Very close.
When he's out.
Very close.
When he's out on the street doing the live stuff, he always looks like he's like a lounge chair. I love it.
Victoria writes, all I need to know about you is if you're coughing and you won't close your newspaper enough long enough to cover your mouth. I guess it sounds very specific. As if there was a guy sitting next to her doing it right now. Right? And here's my favorite one that we've got over the last couple days from Colleen. She says, just complain all day at work about how busy you are and not actually do any work. That's all I need to know about
nice.
You.
I've been a witness to that.
I mean, I could name about 13 people in this office.
I mean, I think I've pulled one of those days before in my life.
Oh,
I'll say
please.
That. But
yeah, we're so busy.
Got so much to do.
Why are you playing Words with Friends, Raven?
Oh, come on with that nonsense.
Wow.
You know, Words with Friends is at nighttime.
Out.
It's not in the morning time.
Calling you out.
You know what Anna's app does when she says she's super busy? She moves one list from one side of their desk to the next. She keeps talking about what she needs to do, but she won't do it.
I get confused.
I love it.
I get confused.
I don't know
where to begin.
It's like a shell game. You just start moving around your list until something gets done. All right, I got one for you here. Speaking of newspapers, because I was out somewhere the other day, the person who gives an audible like huff every time they read a line of an article. So they open up a newspaper or a magazine, they read a sentence and they're like, Or they're like, huh. It's like they're waiting for you to engage in conversation when you're not reading their newspaper. You don't care at all. And it just amazes me how like they reward themselves every time they finish a sentence. And I'm thinking to myself, all the greatest like philosophers in time must have done that to let people know how intelligent they were every time they ingested a line. Right.
Oh.
Congratulations on finishing that next sentence.
That's all I need to know about you.
Right.
I just came up with something. Do you want to hear it? No, not particularly.
Yes, I want to know what you think about that article in Field and Stream from 2 months ago.
My favorite,
I'm so much smarter than this person writing this or these people in this. It's the best.
If you're getting caught trying to sell rattlesnakes on the internet, that's all I need to know about you.
Who was doing that?
A man in Oklahoma was trying to sell rattlesnakes for $1,000 a piece.
If rattlesnakes are in abundance, you got to get them out of there. It's like lionfish. Put them on the dinner plate, right?
What?
I don't know if that's legal.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if I agree with that.
If you want to chime in, too, call us 1-800-330-9999. You just got to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Are you ready for the most uncomfortable conversation you've ever had on the air?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, this is like what you live for. What do you got for me?
Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. 230 new emojis are going to be coming out.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine how many screens that is to flip through on your phone.
It's so hard. Like,
it's
crazy. I don't know why there isn't like a search element.
I was just going to say they need a search function now.
Right.
Add another 230. You know how long it takes you to find the appropriate building?
Yeah, including in them is ice melting, flamingo. You have couples that you can change skin tones. There's over 171 variations.
You know what? I have honestly always wondered why you can't change the skin tone on the couples.
Yep. And
I mean, nobody's yellow. All right, let's be real. Nobody is that bright yellow except aliens.
And then also. There's a bunch of other ones.
Okay, what do you got?
One that has,
give me some highlights.
Well, I did. The flamingo, the waffles.
Okay.
Also, 1 in 7 people are disabled, so there's a whole variety of new one for people with disabilities,
that
which
makes
is
sense.
Fantastic. Yeah.
That makes sense.
But the one that's causing a lot of controversy and you're going to be hearing a lot over the next couple days is a new emoji of a blood drop.
What?
And with the blood drop. Oh, see, here we go. First thing Christian does is he goes, ugh, right?
Well, I mean, you think somebody's bleeding.
Well.
You want to get them a Band-Aid.
It's more about depicting menstruation, getting your period.
What?
That's what it is.
Really?
So
why?
There's a team. Well, that's the whole thing.
Was that segment of the population also not getting representation?
Well,
I want to know.
There is
what is the best way?
I want to right or wrong if that's the case.
There's an organization. Their name is Plan International. And they felt that there's a lot of negative connotation around women's menstruation. So they pushed for this to get done. And the truth of the matter is they're right. Like, think about it. Look, we're talking about periods. Look at your face. Both of you are not paying any attention anymore. You're turning red. I think Raven's going to have a heart attack.
I just don't. You know, women's issues, I just try and stay to the sideline, you know? I don't have a valid input on, menstruation and whether or not it's been properly represented in the emoji landscape. I feel terrible that I have not recognized this before.
Have I ever told
you? I'm part of the problem.
It's clearly. True. It's true.
Hashtag part
this
of the problem.
This is why this emoji exists.
Terrible.
Did I ever tell you about my period cake?
No.
Okay.
Not sure. I want to know.
Please elaborate.
Okay. I'll give you 30 seconds to explain that.
When I first, very early on, got my period for the first time, right? I had no idea that that was what it was.
Sure.
Because at that point, years ago.
Yeah, you think you're dying.
I thought I was dying.
Right.
Turns out it was a major celebration. Happened 2 days before Thanksgiving. All my family at my house, and there was a celebration cake.
Come on.
For me becoming a woman.
Come on.
Right.
Wow.
So,
oh, my gosh. They seriously presented that information to your entire family and then presented you with a pastry.
My father. I'm not as a woman now.
Oh, my God.
So, maybe it's about time we embrace the emoji and the period blood drop and we move on.
You know what? Maybe if you had a period cake emoji added there, the connotation would not be so abrasive, I guess.
I told you it was going to be an awkward conversation.
You know what? I'm really glad for everybody out there that now feels like they've got something to stand behind. A symbol.
A symbol.
For you all to unite behind.
You too. It's periods for everybody.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Jessica and Adam joining us together this morning. Adam, let's start with you because you sent us the email. What's going on?
My son, he's in fifth grade. He's a really, really picky eater. And my wife, unknown to me, has been taking him fast food for lunchtime at school. And he's eating fast food every day.
What? Wait a minute. What? Isn't it like, I mean, I don't want to use the word illegal, but when Michelle Obama got rid of like chocolate milk, right? How did she bring him fast food?
Well, she did it under my nose. I'm actually pretty angry about it. You know, with childhood obesity and all of that. And this is junk, you know, it's junk food. And so he likes junk food. We all like junk food, but you can't eat it every day for lunch.
Jessica, I have to make sure I'm understanding this correctly. You drop off fast food in a bag to the office every day before lunch for your fifth grade son.
And they give it to him?
Yeah. Well, you know what? He's so picky. He won't eat anything. And I've tried everything. You know, when he doesn't eat enough, he gets headaches, can't focus, he can't concentrate. And I figure, you know, if he's satisfied, if he's full, he's going to learn better.
I'll tell you what he's going to do. He's going to lose a couple toes to diabetes before he's 20.
I'm just confused. You tried, like, just making him a sandwich or anything?
For sure. I send him with Hot Pockets. I'll make whatever kind of sandwich he wants. He's just very, very picky.
So what do you get for him at the fast food place that you bring every day?
Well, you know, burgers, fries.
McChicken. So delicious. For a dollar? I mean, it's the greatest value ever. With a Diet Coke, though, we got to watch our weight here. Let's stay healthy.
I told him it's not going to go. It's only for this year. It's only for fifth grade.
All right. So
it's February.
There's an end date in sight, I guess. And your son is okay with the fact that after this year, he's got to either eat cafeteria food or eat whatever you pack him?
Well, I'll say anything to keep the food coming now. He's a junkie. He's a junkie.
All right. Guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think. You know what, Jessica? There may be parents out there that agree with you. Your kid won't eat anything. You've tried everything. You just want him to eat so he can learn. And right now, this seems to be your solution. Hopefully, at the end of the year, you set some new ground rules and that's it. But they may see Adam's side. This is ridiculous and it has to end today. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Sure.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Adam recently found out that his wife, Jessica, drops off fast food to their fifth grade son's school every day so he could eat it at lunchtime.
Yeah. I mean, I would have thought that, honestly, that was illegal, that they'd be calling some sort of monitoring system. There'd be mandatory reporting.
She says he doesn't eat anything else and he's got to learn. He says that's ridiculous. It makes us look like terrible parents. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
I am on the husband's side. I don't think the kid is going to be able to focus more eating junk food. That would just make him more tired. He really needs to try a little harder, trying to make him, you know, find lunches, make him something from home.
Right. Toughen up, Junior. You're right. I tell you what's going to happen, Anna. He's going to be walking to, like, fourth period one day, and he's going to drop his gallbladder on the side. Which is unlikely for an 8-year-old. But chicken with that nuggets kind of diet.
I'm not saying what she's doing is right, but chicken nuggets aren't going to kill you.
I mean, if you ate them every day.
Right. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court. Call us 1-800-330-9999. Adam recently found out that his wife, Jessica, brings their 5th grade son fast food every day to the office at the school before lunch because he doesn't eat anything else and she's given up.
Well, there's only one way that this would be acceptable in my eyes, and that was if they were already training him to be an offensive lineman for the Giants. And let's be real. The Giants could use the help.
Raven. Honda of Westport
Bulk
Couples
up,
Court.
Kid. We need you.
Star 99.9. Jessica says she's going to end after this year. The son knows it, but Adam's like, no, it needs to end like yesterday. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Ian on Raven.
I'm on the mom side, Raven. The mom side, because if the father ain't putting up the money, then he'll do her thing with her son. School for school is like treating an inmate. You know, he's not an inmate. He's a kid. That school is food is jail food.
Sir?
You know? So I'm on the mom side.
Nobody wants cafeteria food. Right.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
We send our kids to jail every day.
What? Didn't we have one of them local schools around here, though, that had, like, beautiful dishes? There was, like, a carrot puree being served with something else?
I don't think that's the norm. But, I mean, I don't know if cafeteria food is the same as jail food.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. What does the kid eat for breakfast and for dinner? He's got to be eating something. She could just pack whatever he's eating for breakfast and dinner for lunch.
Here's the one thing I think we can all agree on.
I guess
on.
That's a good point, right? Thanks for the call.
Here's the one thing we can all agree on. Packing school lunches is the worst thing ever.
Oh, I'm sure it's a challenge. Yep. No question. And getting kids to eat is a challenge. Anna and Raven, one last call.
I'm on the husband's side. I'm a really picky eater. I'm now in my 50s, and I wish I ate better all my life because it's caused so many health problems for me later on in life. It's just pure. It's just not healthy. He's got to find something that he likes and stick with it, even if it's peanut butter every day. I mean, whatever. It's got to be something healthier than fast food.
Thank you for the call. Have a great morning. Scared Straight, Anna and Raven, Star 99.9.
Yep.
You like that?
Uh-huh.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Adam, our audience agreed with you. Jessica, parents could sympathize that it's hard to get kids to eat certain things, but they didn't think you catering to him and bringing him fast food every single day was A, good for his health, or B, good message to him that the way he eats is acceptable.
I agree. You know, I mean, he's a 5th grader. You're going to tell him he's not going to get this next year. He's going to throw a fit.
He accepted it. That's the reason that we're doing it this year.
You know,
if he didn't accept it, it would stop immediately.
Yeah, but I mean, you'll say anything to get it to keep coming right now. Again, he's got a real issue. This is an addiction. Unless he's reselling this stuff at lunchtime. Never use your own supply, Anna Zapp.
The great words of Biggie. Well, we wish you the best of luck, and I know getting them to eat healthy is hard.
Just starve them.
It's easier said than done. That I'll give you. That's for sure.
I think I'm going to let Adam start making his lunches.
Delta Airlines and Coca-Cola have apologized for that creepy in-flight napkin.
If you haven't seen this is a trip. It's funny.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So basically, they created like a napkin, like a cocktail napkin that you hand out when they would go out with
every
the drinks.
Every beverage service, that type of thing, right? You put it right on the tray.
Right. The issue is, it says that there's a spot on the napkin where it encourages you to write your phone number and pass it to your plane crush.
Yeah, the funny thing that is strange to me is how open they keep it on the front side of the napkin, too, because on the front side it says, because you're on a plane and it's full of interesting people and hey, ... you never know.
Right.
I mean, like, it's like they're encouraging Mile High. It's weird, man.
It's weird, man.
Are you making bigger bathrooms? Is there some change coming I don't know about?
Do you remember when you were, like, in elementary school and it would be like, do you like me? Check yes or no.
Right.
And then you would write the little box you next to yes or no.
The football
and you
pass note
it. Back. Yeah, exactly. Right. This is basically it for adults on a plane, which is really
which
strange.
Which is fun, but in today's climate, it's weird. Like, I mean, if you're taking a plane full of, I don't know, you know what, I'm not even going to say it, swingers to to Vegas, then
you
that's
have to pay
one, that's
extra
one thing.
For that flight.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's one thing, right? But on a regular plane full of strangers and families and so forth and bad fast food somebody brought on there? No.
What's the strangest way you've picked up a girl or you've tried to pick up a girl besides passing a note on a plane?
Well, I don't know about, you know, picking them up or whatever, but the way I met my wife my wife and I had similar circles of friends for years, and we had never met, and it's probably a good thing because we could have destroyed it. But I was DJing at a club, and my wife came in with a mutual friend, and then her boyfriend was meeting her there, and we had met before that, and we had an interesting exchange. She said to me later on, she said, I need to request a song. She's like, I need a song that says, I'm here with my boyfriend, but I'd rather leave with you.
Interesting.
Wow.
She was
which was forward.
She picked
it
you
was
up.
It was forward.
100%.
But it worked.
Yeah.
It worked. And you know, we didn't take any action at that point, but I certainly remembered that line. And then, you know, a few weeks later, we started dating after that.
Interesting. She picked you up. Nice.
And
nice
you can't be homewreckers when there's no homes, by the way.
Right.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we were both in bad situations at that point. But yeah. Yeah. She came after me.
Strangest way I was picked up.
Then I came after her. But that's a
I'm sure.
Different show.
It's a different show for different times.
Jeez.
In college, and this to this day bothers me.
Mm.
Back then, there was no cell phones. I mean,
sure.
It's so crazy that this is only, what, 2000?
You had a pager was the height of technology.
Yeah. So at this point, we would have, you know, in our dorm rooms, our phones would be there. And
yeah.
You would leave messages on the phones. So every day, I would come home from class, and there would just be this on my voicemail.
That's kind of a song about breaking up or dying. Boys to Men would get you hot, though.
But there would be all different love songs.
Christian
every
doesn't know
day.
About that. He was probably born to it.
He was conceived to it.
No idea.
Don't really want
to
think
but
about that.
But here's the thing. Whoever did this went through so much trouble to record a different love song, like, every day for months.
So wait a minute. It's not your husband?
No.
I can't believe you told that story.
I
love it.
They never told me who they were.
Who are you, strange stalker from Pace University?
Yeah.
Please send us your name.
I mean, it's been, like, what, 20-something years now? Just fill me in.
That's great.
Strangest way you got picked up. Let us know on our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Here's what we need to do before we do anything else. Valentine's Day is coming up on Thursday. It's less than a week away. What is your Valentine's Day wish list? It doesn't have to be material things, but what you're expecting from your husband.
Oh, it's been almost 12 years almost. I don't expect much, Anna.
Wow.
That's good.
I mean, it's good and bad. At the same time.
Let's set that bar real low.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, set it low and then you pleasantly surprise all the time.
See, when you're single or when you're dating, like, you want the flowers and the chocolate. But when you're married, you're like, seriously, you're going to go pay 4 times more for a dozen roses? Doesn't make any sense. And an $8 card, I don't need it. I will, however, take a donation towards my tattoo.
Wait,
I'm totally cool with that.
But a donation towards her tattoo.
What tattoo do you want?
From her husband.
I want to get one for my son.
Oh, you want to get a mommy tat. I love it. I have a mommy tat.
Do you?
Yeah, I have it on my rib cage. I mean, like, really, no one should ever see it. I'll never wear a bikini again. But but it's the infinity symbol with Hayden's name and her birthday. And the funny part about it is that she asked me the other day, she's like, are you going to get a tattoo now for Dakota, the baby?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I guess.
And you were like, where can I put this
I'm
thing?
Like, where am I gonna put it? I gotta hide it somewhere no one sees it. Like, you know, I can put it in between my rolls.
It's
my
like
back
a beautiful
fat.
Piece of furniture you're forced to shove in an attic or a storage room.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm the total opposite. I don't wanna hide it. I like that's the hardest part is deciding where I can put it where it's actually gonna be seen. Like, you don't hide art.
Well, no. I wouldn't suggest getting a mommy tat as a tramp stamp. I don't think that would work.
Right. Oh, no.
No.
Right. I think I voiced that there. Anything that involves, like, your son's name or something like that, don't put it anywhere sexy.
Right, no.
That,
no.
It's going to work bad.
It's going to be really awkward for you, Raven.
It's against the grain, you know? It's just against the grain.
But honey, I got a tattoo for you.
But isn't that what you told me you wanted for your birthday, too? So it sounds to me like between Valentine's Day and your birthday, I'm just paying for this tattoo.
Oh, here we go. That's now you're just trying to combine holidays.
I'm just telling you. I'm asking. I'm following up. There's a follow-up question because I'm pretty sure that's what she asked for.
I mean, some things you get what you pay for. So, you know, I can't go get some $40 tattoo, you know, in somebody's kitchen. The one I want, I'm sure, going to be expensive. I haven't even gone through the consultation because I know he's going to be like, nope.
Right. I was like, so what size do you want it? And she, you know, she starts with her fingers this size. And I'm like, well, all right, that seems kind of manageable. And then she's like, or maybe more like that. I was like, that's like a mortgage payment. I was like, that ain't going
to
be cheap.
Yeah, but if you have to get something that you love that you're going to have on your body forever, you can't, like, downsize it because you don't want to spend an extra $100.
Oh, no. We go used tire money on that tattoo.
That's not fair. I mean, that sounds like an awful thing.
I just want it like the size of my hand. That's all.
Yeah, okay. Well, make your hand smaller.
Right. Shrink your
tiny
hands.
tiny hands. My wife is 5'10".
Just put his initials really small, your son's initials, right on your ankle. That'll be it. Right. I could probably do that myself, so if you want to just come over my house.
Sharpie every day.
Sharpie every day.
There we go. I love her so much. It's like writing her one of those personal notes you stick in somebody's lunch.
How else has he been behaving as a husband this past week?
He's been pretty good. He's been a little cranky. I don't know how he's been there, but and I swear, like, I talk to him and he's not even paying attention to me 90% of the time. Oh. 2 days later, he'll be like, wait a minute, what are we doing Friday night? Well, I told you, like, every day this week.
I can tell you a story. I can tell you a few stories.
I'm tired.
Oh, sure.
All right, so what kind of grade do you want to give him for the week?
He's going to get a B, Anna.
That's not bad. As a co-host, I would give you a C.
Thanks. You know, when do I get to grade everybody else?
No, it's not going to be today.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
My t-shirt's stuck to my sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Are you asking me for a divorce?
Yay! Two Christmases!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Robin. Please ask Raven to leave the room.
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Robin.
Okay, Robin. Raven is walking out of the studio. When that door closes, it is soundproof. He won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it does go to Raven. But if you could beat him, I'll hook you up with a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready to do it?
Sure.
Did you get the cheat sheet yesterday afternoon at 5:30 with Kevin Begley?
No.
Okay. Number 1, Ozzy Osbourne was admitted to the hospital for complications from the flu. What TV show does his wife Sharon currently co-host?
The Talk.
Number 2, this Modern Family star just launched a denim line in sizes 0 through 20, all under $40 for Walmart. Who is it?
Joey Bowen.
Number 3, this director is suing Amazon for $68 million for backing out of a film deal. He says it's because of allegations that he molested his adopted daughter. Who is it?
I don't know.
Number 4, a lot of controversy surrounding Liam Neeson based on comments he made that were deemed racist. What movie is he in that was just released that this may impact?
Oh, I know it. I can't think of the name of it. It begins with an S. I can't remember the name of it.
Okay, Robin. Number 5, Ariana Grande dropped a new single called Break Up With Your Girlfriend on Board. What's the name of her album that was just released?
7.
Okay, let's bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yep.
Robin got 1 out of 5.
Wow, Robin.
Good job. All right, let's do it.
Sorry.
It's okay.
All right, let's see how I do.
Number 1, Ozzy Osbourne was admitted to the hospital for complications from the flu. What TV show does his wife Sharon currently co-host?
Sharon is on... Sharon is not on The View. She's on The Talk, isn't she?
That's right. You guys are tied at 1. Number 2.
It was one or the other.
This Modern Family star just launched a denim line in sizes 0 through 20, all under $40 for Walmart. Who is it? What is happening?
What is happening in the background?
Robin, everything okay over there?
When I think fashion, it's got to be Sofia Vergara.
That's right. Raven takes the lead 2-1, Robin. I hope everything is okay where you are. Number 3. This director is suing Amazon for $68 million for backing out of a film deal. He says it's because of allegations that he molested his adopted daughter.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to guess it's Woody Allen, then.
That is correct. There's a big article about this, and I'm friends with his daughter on Facebook. I you know.
Oh, there's a lot of questions.
And all she wrote is she shared the article, and I believe her 100%.
Sure.
And all she wrote is, "You mad, bro?" And I just laughed.
Well, Ronan is Ronan win the Pulitzer for his work last year? Because if not, he's going to be winning it.
All right, Raven is beating you, Robin, 3-1. Number 4, a lot of controversy surrounding Liam Neeson based on comments he made that were deemed racist. What movie is he in that was just released that this may impact?
Oh, jeez.
Those kids are screaming.
I mean, right. It sounds like it's a bus. I'm not sure. I'm going to go with The Commuter, and I think that's an old one.
Yeah, no, it's Cold Pursuit.
Sorry.
Number 5.
Liam Neeson.
Ariana Grande dropped a new single called Break Up With Your Girlfriend on Board. What's the name of her album that was just released?
Ha! Thank You Next.
That is right.
Damn, Ariana Grande, that is suggestive. Yeah. Not nice.
I'm sorry, Robin. Raven beat you.
That's okay.
Today.
I'm Robin from Milford, and I can't beat Raven.
All right, good luck with all those kids screaming. You got right. a lot of going on with you.
No problem.
Bye. We got another shot
for like
you
that bus
to win.
Just got back on the road.
Coming back Monday morning at 8 a.m. Make sure you're checking out the cheat sheet this afternoon, 5:30 with Kevin Begley.